Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Roadblocks to Hell, The Journey to Repentance. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 32. Roadblocks to Hell. This is our title message. Let's read the text. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 all the way down to verse 32. Let's read that whole text. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations to his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, the salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Listen, our Heavenly Father does not want us to go to hell and has placed several roadblocks in our way. What are they, these roadblocks? Well, first is the roadblock of the Bible. Again, look at verse 13. Now, I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I have often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. The Bible warns us of the horrors of an eternity in hell from beginning to end. God is warning us. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, God is reaching out to mankind to save him from hell, and man is continually pushing aside the hand of God. Ezekiel 33 and verse 11 is a brief survey of the entire Bible. One verse. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? Second is the roadblock of believers. Verse 15. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Among other things, Paul wrote the book of Romans that people might not go to hell. In fact, every biblical writer is a barrier on the road to hell. Reality is that every Christian is either a barrier against or a bridge to hell for unsaved people. Paul was a barrier. What are you? Third is the roadblock of prayer. Verses 8 and 9. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I make with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. These verses reveal Paul in prayer for believers. But chapter 10 in verse 1 shows his prayer for unbelievers to be saved. Romans 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Prayer is a powerful barrier to hell. E.M. Bounds wrote, it is better to talk to God about men than to talk to men about God. And then fourth is the roadblock of the gospel. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, the salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. The Greek word translated power is dunamis, which is where we get our English word dynamite. Listen, every believer is a testimony to that saving power. Personal trust in Jesus, who died for our sins, the gospel. That is the spiritual power which keeps us out of hell. And then fifth is the roadblock of God's wrath. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth with unrighteousness. Assyria, Babylonian Empire, the Medes, Persia, the Roman Empire, all of them are some of the debris of nations in the graveyard of nations. And all of that, considering all of those, are a powerful roadblock to hell for any thinking people. God's wrath will, without a doubt, be expressed against sin of both person and nation. The temporal expressions of his wrath are to remind us of the eternal expressions of his wrath. And then sixth is the roadblock of your conscience. God has not left himself without witness, as mankind innately knows of him. We just innately know of God. Verses 19 and 20 tell us, because what may be known of God is manifest in them innately, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We can know that there is a God by just looking at creation. And if we know there's a God, it's our responsibility to seek him and get to know him. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. All who go to the eternal punishment of hell do so against internal warnings of God. And then seventh is the roadblock of God's love. Look at chapter 2, Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? God in his goodness offers mercy when wrath is deserved. That's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's goodness leads to repentance. God does not desire to punish us in hell. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The journey to repentance might seem painful, and often is. And yet, it must never be forgotten that God's love is present, prompting you all along the way. Anyone on his or her way to hell must walk over the goodness of God expressed in the death of his Son. Every lost person who refuses God's gracious offer of salvation in Christ has bypassed the barrier God established. You have a great day.